Chapter 1. A New Life is Born. It is the 11th of December of a year in the 18th century when an English sailor, Robert Walton, is guiding his ship and his crew towards the North Pole.
St. Petersburg, 11th December 17. My dear sister, I've worked a lot to prepare this expedition, and now that I'm here, I feel so excited. But I can't share my joy with anyone. I have a whole crew, but no friends at all.
Sometime later.
Oh no! We're in trouble!
Our ship is stuck!
Captain Walton! Look! There's someone over there!
We can't follow him. Ice is all around us. We've lost him. He's so fast.
Soon the ice melts, and the following morning, a man with a sledge arrives at the ship.
Come on, man! Come aboard!
Thanks for your help. But first of all, may I ask you where you're going?
We're going to the unexplored regions of the North Pole.
Great. I can come with you then.
Walton starts looking after the man, Victor, and everyone is curious about him. He starts asking him some questions.
Sorry, but why did you come here on a sledge?
To look for someone who is running away from me.
Is this person on a sledge like you?
Yes, he is. Why do you ask me that?
Because we saw someone not far from here.
What? Where? Did you really see that demon? I need to catch him.
But you're too weak to go out there.
Do you think the ice has destroyed his sledge?
I don't know, sir, but I'll send someone to go and check.
In a little time, Walton begins to love Victor as a brother and tells him his desire to reach the North Pole at any cost.
I would give up anything, even my own life, to continue my adventure.
Oh, you're as unhappy as me, and victim of the same craziness.
Why do you say that?
Robert, my friend, I've lost everything and everyone. Tomorrow, I'll tell you a story that I hope will help you.
Walton writes to his sister again.
19th of August, 17. My dear sister, this man we saved is very kind and wise, but he's very sad too, and I think he is hiding some mysterious secrets. He is going to tell me his story. Every night I write to you about it.
Victor starts telling Walton his family's story. Many years before, Alphonse Frankenstein, Victor's father, had a very good friend, Beaufort. Beaufort lost all his riches and had to hide away without telling anyone where he was going. After 10 months looking for his friend, Alphonse found Beaufort's new house, but...
Beaufort, can I come in?
Oh dear, don't worry, Caroline. I'll take you with me to Geneva. My family will protect you.
Oh, thank you, sir. It's very kind of you.
2 years later, Alphonse married Caroline, and the couple had a son, Victor. When Victor was 5, they went to Como and visited some poor families. Oh, what a beautiful little girl.
Little Elizabeth isn't my daughter. Her mom was German and died when she was born. And we don't know where her father is. Maybe in prison.
With Alphonse's permission, Caroline asked the family to let them take the girl home with them. I have a present for you, my Victor.
Wow! Hello, my cousin.
Victor's happy life went on with the birth of two brothers, Ernest and William, and the friendship with Henry Clerval. His interests went from the search of the Philosopher's Stone to ghosts to something that would change his life.
It's amazing. Look at that oak, Father.
What a terrible storm.
The following morning, the oak was completely destroyed by some lightning.
Electricity is so powerful. It creates death and destruction. So maybe it could give life too.
Victor was struck by that event and continued his scientific studies with great interest. But something was going to ruin everything.
Dear children, Elizabeth has recovered from scarlet fever, thanks to the care of your mother. But now she is leaving us.
Vic, I've always dreamed about your future marriage with Lizzie.
Oh, Mum.
And you, Lizzie, my love, you must look after my children. Caroline died, and some weeks later, a sad but determined Victor was ready to go to the University of Ingolstadt in Germany.
Goodbye, everyone. See you soon.
My friend, I'd like to come and study with you. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Victor. Don't forget to write. During the long trip, Victor's mind was busy thinking about his mother and how it would be possible to recreate life from death to avoid pain. At last, he arrived.
Now that I'm alone in this country, I want to learn everything about science. Thanks to me, the world will discover the secret of creation.
Mr. Waldman, Professor of Chemistry, welcomed Victor at the university.
Welcome, Mr. Frankenstein. I'll show you my lab, and I'll suggest some books for you to read.
Thank you, Mr. Waldman.
No worries. I'm sure you'll be successful here.
2 years later, everyone at the university admired Victor for his studies and discoveries in chemistry, and his experience was nearly at an end, but...
I really want to go back home, but I feel there is a lot more to know about the human body. If I want to find out how life starts, then I'll need to study death first.
Victor started studying again. He was so busy that he didn't write any letters to his family and didn't go to see them. One night...
Yes, it must be like this. But how is it possible that no one has thought about that? Now that I know how to bring dead things to life again, I need a structure. Could it be similar to me, or something simpler? Let's see. I know. I'll create a new huge being. A new happy species will thank me because they exist.
But time passed, and things didn't turn out as Victor expected.
I've worked for nearly 2 years. I've chosen the best features. But, for God's sake, I've given up my family, my health, sleep. Is this the result? I can't stand looking at this. No man could. I myself am terrified, even if I'm the creator. I need to leave. Poor me. My dreams have come true, but how badly.
Victor left, and he was walking, desperate, when he noticed a coach coming towards him. Henry Clerval, his best friend, was inside and soon got out of it.
Victor, I'm so pleased to see you.
What a surprise.
My father has finally let me study here.
Great. But tell me, how are my brothers, my father, and my Elizabeth?
Fine and happy, but worried because they have no news from you. Hey, wait. I didn't notice you were so thin and pale. Are you okay?
I've worked a lot recently, but it's over now. The creature I've left in my lab is probably still alive. I can't let Henry know about him. I must go upstairs and check.
Victor immediately ran into his flat.
Hey! Are you here? Oh, gosh, no one is here.
Nobody was there. The monster was gone.
I'm so lucky.
Victor, what's wrong with you?
Don't ask me. He knows it. Save me, Henry.
Victor started having hallucinations and had to stay in bed for a few months. Henry took care of him, and he finally recovered.
Thank you, my dear friend. Now I feel better.
Now I can finally give you this letter to read. It's from your family, probably Elizabeth.